We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Many of these deaths could be prevented if Biden simply fully funded the Border Patrol operation of the United States of America and implemented the policies that the Border Patrol needs in order to do their real job. And the real job is not the paper processing work that they've been assigned to do. The real job is both to secure the border, as well as to do things like inspect the vehicle that was carrying those people who lost their lives. As you all surely know, the truck passed through a border point checkpoint. It was not inspected. It was not inspected because the Border Patrol does not have the resources to be able to inspect all of the trucks. And as a result, the Border Patrol did not have the capability of saving those lives. Mr. President, you can fix that if you provide what is categorized as the minimum number of Border Patrol officers who are needed to do the fundamental job of the United States of America and adequately fund their operations to make sure that they are going to be able to inspect those vehicles. Well, in Texas, we once again are going to try to step up and play a role by the state to address this catastrophe that President Biden is responsible for. Today, I'm announcing that Texas is going to add additional truck checkpoints. DPS will create and implement a checkpoint strategy beginning immediately, where they will begin targeting trucks like the one that was used where these people perished, to make sure that we will have a better capability of perhaps stopping future trucks like that, as well as stopping the smugglers and the cartel members who are trying to profiteer off of it. Now, we're in Eagle Pass today for a reason. Eagle Pass is part of the Del Rio sector, and the Del Rio sector has seen the largest number of illegal crossings in the past week. There was a time when most of the illegal crossings would take place in the Rio Grande Valley, and that's no longer true. Right now, we're at ground zero here into Del Rio, where we have the largest number of border crossings, and we have information indicating that there could be a meaningful rise in the number of border crossings in this region. So we want to step up and make sure that we will do more to better secure this area. As the mayor told me earlier, he said the situation in Eagle Pass has gone from bad to worse with the increased number of people coming through this area. The bottom line is this: despite the increasing numbers, despite these caravans on the Mexico side of the border right now, the Biden administration still is doing nothing whatsoever to stop it. Texas is going to take action to do our part to try to reduce the illegal immigration coming into our country. We're going to be adding more resources and stronger strategies to control all the borderland that is owned or controlled by state or local governments. Let me make clear what I just said. The property along the border is owned or controlled typically by three different groups. There is some property that's owner controlled by state or local governments. This property we're on right now is controlled by the local government. There is other property that's owned or controlled by the state. However, there is some property on the border that is owner controlled by the federal government. If it's owner controlled by the federal government, Texas does not have the authority or the capability to stop the illegal immigrants from going to that land. There's another area that we are working on, and that is private property. There are people, whether it be in this community or people up and down the border, who own property on the border. We are getting authorization from as many of them as we can for the state of Texas to to be able to put up barriers, whether it be concertina wire or fences or other types of barriers, so we can prevent people from entering the United States and the state of Texas through that private property.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.